Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the CC Radio Podcast.
Hey, mates. Welcome to Great Mates. How'd I do?
Fucking amazingly.
Just switching it up on you there. My name is Troy.
My name's Cade.
And take that. I've waited 100 years,
100 years,
yeah. to do it myself. And now I hate it even more.
You had to feel because it didn't look like you enjoyed it. It looked like someone squeezed lemon in your eye.
It's like when you said do the Hey Mates intro, my first thought was I might just leave.
Great Mates.
I think we're done here.
Yeah. Catch you later.
Yeah.
See ya.
But hey, I got in there. I gave it a shot.
You gave it a good Aussie go, mate.
I gave it a good old Aussie Vegemite sandwich. That's slang for
giving it a go.
Giving it a go. Just gave it the old Vegemite sandwich, didn't I?
Yeah. I wonder if we can. Is it possible to invent slang?
Yeah.
But have it go fully into the ethos.
Well, it happens all the time with rappers. They do it.
I mean Aussie slang, though.
Oh.
You know, like struth.
Well, probably.
I don't know. What's the most, I guess, well-known recent Aussie slang?
Recent?
Okay, I got it. Shooey.
Shooey, yeah, probably, yeah, shooey.
Doing a shooey.
Doing a shooey. That's right, yeah. Up there. Don't know a lot of recent Aussie slang.
Even like just standard Aussie slang.
Wouldn't even know where you find it.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's
meme,
like.
I guess it's meme culture, really, isn't it?
Dries a dead dingo's donga.
Does anyone use that?
I do.
Yeah.
It's daily.
Daily?
But yeah, look, where we live, it's pretty dry. It's not. It's humid as hell. But that's why I use it ironically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, this is humidity. Dry as a dead dingo's donger.
I'll get you every time.
Doesn't make any sense.
Well, struth. Hey. Oh, Vegemite sandwich, eh?
Oh, mate.
Give it a go. So instead of saying give it a go, say Vegemite sandwich from the
old. Hey, just go give it the old Vegemite sandwich.
Oh, you know what? A veggie. Like a veggie go?
Nah, that's like that doesn't work.
I guess that's probably more Australian for a vegan or.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely like a vegan or a vegetarian or something. Veggie. Yeah, just give it an old Vegemite sandwich.
Mm.
That's all you got to do.
I've been listening, like just this whole talk just right now,
yes,
of like Aussie slang, stuff like that. I've been listening to a lot of just drive home radio.
Why?
Oh, because I've been actually leaving my house to go work at places.
Yeah, that's what podcasts are for.
Yeah, but I have an old car and it doesn't. I'd have to wear headphones.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't even get like my iPod to. My iPod, fuck me. My iPhone.
I can't get my iPod Shuffle
to connect over Bluetooth.
iPod Classic.
Yeah.
I can't 600 gig.
No.
Not 600 gig. 600 songs.
Yeah, probably. That's the
original one.
That's the marketing difference that Apple did. That's why they won over the Zoom.
Yeah.
They didn't focus on the, and this is marketing talk for you, I'm going to teach you a lesson. You're getting schooled, motherfucker.
Oh, okay, fine.
So the marketing difference between Apple and Zoom is that they said, Zoom, they were focused around the
storage capacity.
Yeah, the technology behind it. Saying, oh, you can, there's 60 gig or whatever it was at the time.
Yeah.
I don't even think it was that much.
Probably not.
But Apple was different. They were like, people care more about the songs. That's a more tangible thing.
Yeah.
No one cares about the fucking nerd data. I care about how many songs I can put on there. And that's why they won.
Well, fucking it works.
Yeah.
Because if you tell me that this thing has, you know, 60 gig of storage, I'd be like, well, what's that then?
Yeah.
If you tell me I can fit 600 fucking bangers, if you tell me I could put Linkin Park's Hybrid Theory on this sucker 50 times over.
60 if you exclude the Messiah song.
Exactly, yeah. But why would you?
Still
a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah. What am I going to pick?
Yeah.
Exactly. Anyway, so you've been listening to Drive Time Radio.
Yeah, and
anyone in particular? Fitzy and Whipper.
No, I've been listening to Triple M because
I don't know who that is.
Fuck me, I couldn't even.
Carrie and Tommy.
No, that's on
Dave Husey and.
No, you're still talking about Steve. Hit FM. But anyway, it's all very much the same.
Yeah,
and the way these people talk, man, it is just. It's just shit. I don't know why. I know we've gone on about this before,
yeah.
But these people are getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Are they?
They are. Like when you get into national.
Yeah, I suppose.
Drive time.
Yep.
That's big money.
That's the only big money.
That or if you're Hamish and Andy.
Sure. But they're drive time. Well, they were.
They were drive time. Yeah. Yep. So, and that's exactly it. Like, you know, you get your breakfast radio announcers who are on fucking farts and piss. To be honest.
Their boss walks in and just farts in a cup and then pisses on them.
Yeah.
But he's like, there you go. There's a paycheck.
You got a pay rise. There's a nugget in there. But not a golden one.
Not a golden nugget. Yeah. Just a regular old.
But yeah, man, these people, they're getting paid so much money. And the shit they're just talking about is absolute crap.
So whose fault is that though? Like, are they, and I'm not saying you have the answer, but are they the content creators as well? Or do they have a producer that says, you know, today we're going to talk about insert inane subject here?
I think it's both.
You know what I mean?
Honestly, I think it's both. Yeah. It's 100% will be the producer saying, this is the content that we need to be pushing.
Yeah.
But the announcers would have a say on it.
Well, these are genuine in bunny ears.
Celebrities
/ Australian comedians, right? That are like kind of, you know, I guess I would struggle because if you had to do it on a daily basis, right, and you had to find some shitty subject that you then got to try to make like sound exciting when it's something as shit as what they do sometimes, that'd be hard.
But the thing is, this channel wasn't even making it exciting.
What were they doing then?
Oh, mate, it was something like, tell us where you're originally from. Where's your family from?
Right.
And one of the guys, Mick Molloy is one of them. I can't remember the other. And it was kind of like, tell us where you're from. My family came over from Ireland or some bullshit.
There's a female and another guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And fuck, man, I was like bleeding from my ears because a guy called up, oh, look, mate, I came from New Zealand and I love Australia. Hey, thanks for calling up, mate. Love hearing from you. I was like, that's what you decide to put on national.
That's your content.
National radio.
Yeah, okay. That's probably not good enough.
No, it's not. And I've been purposely listening to this channel because I was like, what is the worst thing that they could actually ever fucking put on national radio?
Yeah, yeah.
Because There's a standard that goes out. Fuck, here's the thing. You get a podcast and you could put out the bullshit that we put out.
Yep.
But no one's paying us $100,000 a year to do it.
That's true.
Like, that is
not even close to that.
Not even a fraction of that.
It's only tens of thousands.
Yeah. Like 90 of them. 9 of them. But the thing is, it's kind of like there has to be a standard.
Yep.
Like, there has to be at least a broadcast standard of quality entertainment, surely.
Have you seen the ABC? Have you seen any TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is no quality standard.
Not in Australia anyway.
Yeah. I've said this before on the show, but pretty much the entire programming schedule of, you know, national TV in Australia is reality TV shows. And we know that's because they're cheap to make and all that sort of stuff. But it just goes to show that one man's trash is another man's treasure.
That's true. And that's the question. Like, who would enjoy this type of content? I guess it's the majority.
Maybe.
Maybe I'm just a fuckhead.
Who, though, I would like to know, you know, numbers, right? Because especially on a national level, right? Because that's you're reaching nationally, right?
Yeah.
So you're going out to
hundreds
the
of thousands
country.
Of people.
Millions. We have millions in this country.
Oh, but listening to the radio?
But that's my point. Yeah. Like, I would like to know who is actually still listening to the radio, right? Because if I get in my car, that thing never goes on.
No.
Literally never goes on because right now it's broken.
You're laughing at me even to be able to connect to it.
No, but I can connect to it when it works. I just have to get it fixed. But normally, right, if I'm jumping in there, it's straight to Bluetooth.
Yeah.
It's straight to a podcast or, you know, I might listen to Spotify or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's never goes on the radio. So I'd wonder what the actual reach is that these guys have. Because maybe it's minuscule compared to, like, you know, if you have the ability to reach 25 million Australians, including babies listen to the radio too.
Every year counts.
Every ear counts. So if you can reach 50 million ear holes.
Ooh.
Yeah, because every human has two, mostly.
Most
humans. most humans. Then, hey, I wonder how much they're actually getting, because I reckon it wouldn't be that many. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's I don't know, but, like, here's the thing. They can't even measure that. Radio can't measure that.
So what do they do? How do they know? How do they know if they're successful?
Do you want to know how?
Yes, I'm asking.
Because it is fucking ludicrous in this day and age.
Yeah.
They will call you and say, do you listen to radio station 88? Oh, I believe
you've said that before.
Yeah.
So they just run, like, censuses.
Yeah, absolutely. Every now and then. And the thing is, they don't even have to really call that many people. They can call 200 people.
Right. And if 50 people say, yes, we listen to Triple M or whatever,
yeah,
then they can go, sweet, we've got 25% market share.
Or it could be the majority of, because they break it down, because, like, you can, stats can be manipulated.
Yeah.
So they can say, oh, we've got 90% of the market under 13 years old. You laugh, but a Cairns radio station just did this recently.
Bullshit.
Yeah. I won't say it on the air, but
Do it.
No, I can't, because I don't even know if I'm supposed to know this information.
Sure, okay, but, fine.
Yeah, I'll.
They're going to know regardless. As soon as you say what you're going to say, they're going to know who you're talking about.
Mm. I'm not saying.
Okay, that's fine, but what's your information?
The information was, like, they are the most successful radio station in Cairns for under 13 years old.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, for listeners, under 13 years old.
But
that was their big prize.
Wow. And they actually, like, went with that.
100%.
Damn. I wonder how many 13-year-olds listen to our show. I'd say we're the number one listened to podcast from Cairns to under 13-year-olds.
I guarantee we would be. I fucking hope no 13-year-olds listen to the shit that we say.
Hey, fuck them. Well, I mean, let me ask you this. Like, if you're listening to the podcast around the house, is your baby there?
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, does that count? So. Does that count as a listen?
I get, well, and you know, if I worked in radio, then yes.
You know what I mean? So your baby's under 13.
Yeah, counts as a listener.
Counts as a listener.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, sweet. And we are the number one podcast under 13.
But then the thing is, like, they go out to their advertisers and say, you know, we're the number one radio station for listeners in this age bracket.
Why would you say that?
Because that's the only information that they have.
How does it? Fucking 13-year-old in 2020 know how to even turn on a radio.
Man, I don't know. Do you know what I've just recently learned about, like, fucking bad words?
Phrasing.
About the younger generation.
Fuck, I wish you had said that. What's that? Yeah. What have you learned?
That they don't know how to do the phone symbol.
Oh, really?
With their hands.
They think it's shuckers.
Yeah. No, they wouldn't even know what that is. No. So, you know, everyone knows the shuckers are.
Yeah.
That's how we would do the phone. Like, give me a call.
Hey, do the shuckers.
Yeah.
And then put it on your ear. Up to your ear like it's a phone.
Yeah. No, the modern day kids.
Yeah.
Do a flat hand.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, man.
That's cool.
How's
it not cool?
Because
it's times change.
Do you think that's cool?
Times change.
Yeah.
What are they supposed to fucking do? There is no receiver. You're just showing your age.
Nah, bro. I think the hand thing is, like, weird.
It's weird. Like, it's weird when you do it.
Yeah,
it's like, what is this? Call me.
Call me.
It's like getting ready to have a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, which is my language.
Yeah.
If I do this to you, it's like it's nap time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Weird. Okay. Well, that's interesting to know.
So that's the modern day, man. That's going modern on. Day.
Well, that sort of, you know, pushes to my point that I don't even think they'd know how to turn a radio on.
Yeah, that's true.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I think they've just walked into, like, dad's garage.
And like, where's that coming from?
To be on. Yeah. And it's on and they're like,
what podcast is that, Dad?
Yeah. What's this shit?
Yeah.
Old man.
What Spotify playlist is this?
Yeah, anyway. It is what it is. Times change.
Yeah.
But good on radio shows for fucking getting it where they can.
Oh, man.
That's all I can say.
It's, you know what? Good on them. It's something that's going to die out in 10 years.
Oh, it has to. Absolutely has
because
to.
Because that's an industry that just can't adapt.
Well, they will take, and as we know, they will take their shows, and their drive time shows, and they'll turn it into a podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
they know that's the future. The future is now, old man.
Has to be.
Has to be. But hey, let's not talk about radio because radio is shit.
Correct.
We know this, right? Everyone knows this. How about you tell me what some podcasts you're listening to then? What's some we're going to – hey, look, we're not afraid to spread the love here on Great Mates. This is what Great Mates is all about. There's literally the word mates is in there. We're mates with everyone.
Yeah, that's right, unless you're from the radio. And then I'll be a mate.
No, fuck it. Fuck them.
No, I only say that because I don't ask you to go on the radio.
Hey, true. But if they did, I'd say no. I went on the radio once. Remember that one time?
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We spoke about Avengers or something.
Oh, yeah. That was
my one and only invite. I must have fucked it.
Yeah, pretty much. They said, look, you can come in, but don't bring your friend.
Don't bring your friend. He's weird.
Okay, no. A podcast that I have been loving at the moment is Duckneck Diaries.
Duckneck.
Duckneck. Duckneck. Duckneck Diaries. It's very... It's very niche, and it talks about all the different duck necks that are out there.
Oh my god!
Because I don't know if you realize this, but there's quite a few different breeds of duck, and my favorite is the just a traditional flat-billed duck.
Duckneck Diaries.
Duckneck Diaries right. is it's something I'm loving at the moment.
Excellent. I mean, I feel like that's the kind of like it's like a like if you go back to like Scrooge McDuck, that'd be like a porno mag.
Yeah,
be like
Duckneck.
Ducknecks. You pull out this big centerfold.
Yeah, and it's just a long neck.
Big long neck. Ooh boy, look at that long neck.
But like it's a swan, so it's like a bit taboo.
Yeah, it's a bit taboo.
Yeah.
Oh god, that's hilarious.
But yeah, no, dark neck. I'm not saying it again.
It's dark net
diaries. Super good. Okay. It's all about hacking and cool shit like that. Right, like cool. Digital espionage.
Okay, cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool. 100% less duck necks.
Yeah.
Than I'd prefer, but
so, you know, like sorry poultry fans, maybe not for you.
Maybe not for you.
But go check out Duckneck Diaries.
Maybe if you've ever thought about buying a chicken on the dark web.
Could work for you.
Could work for you. Yeah. Might be a show. So they talk about the dark side of the internet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent.
Or they talk about like these like fantastic hacking events that happen around the world.
Right.
Yeah. So it doesn't just necessarily have to be like we hacked into your computer. It could be
Got together and had a LAN party.
Yeah, I brought my computer over and we played CSGO or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
It's also social engineering.
Sure.
Yeah, which I find like more interesting. It's like people hacking.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. Oh, okay, so it's super easy to break into a bank if you just do this.
Fantastic.
Yeah, keep you on your toes.
That's good to know. That's excellent.
What about yourself?
I'll pick one. That comes to mind. Look, I don't want to pick this one because I feel like I've spoken about this before, but I will give a very quick shout out to Fake Doctors, Real Friends. Scrubs podcast.
I haven't even checked this out.
Well, the good thing about this is, and I've said this before on the show, I believe, I may have just said it to you personally. I don't know. A lot of this kind of just mixes in.
It's a weird world we live in.
It's a weird world we live in. We run this.
Save it for the podcast. Don't talk to me about it.
Yeah, we run this thin line of what's content and what's not when we're talking. But it is the good thing about it is that they actually have genuine chemistry.
Yeah.
And you know,
do they fuck?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it happens because they have to do it over the internet.
Oh, okay.
Because they're in America at the moment. But the good thing about it, there's genuine chemistry in there. And it's not like none of it ever feels forced. And sometimes they might take like an hour before they even start talking about the episode. And that's what you like about it because you know, you're involved. You're actually listening to two friends have a conversation about shit.
That's cool.
Rather than, you know, other things that, like, I'm sure I've made this comparison before, but Office Girls or Office Ladies or whatever.
I think I gave up after that in the first episode, just because that was so forced. It felt even scripted, like the whole thing was scripted.
Well, it's getting to a point like I don't even know if it's still going. I'm sure it is.
Surely it would be.
But the guy who played Kevin on the show, Brian Baumgartner, or whatever his name is, he's also starting an Office podcast. So I don't know if it's like,
ooh.
I don't know if it's like competing against that Office podcast or whatever, but it's like it's not like it necessarily an episode by episode recap, but it's, I don't know, it's happening. Anyway, my point is not worth it.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Real Friends, it's the shit.
Yeah, right. I might have to check that out. And just to go on, yep, they released an episode today. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah. Somehow it has got 5 stars and I don't fucking know how. I don't like to hate on things, but that is a...
Maybe it got better. Maybe they were just a bit nervous. We were friends for a long time before we did Comic Confidential, remember?
Yeah, that's true.
And we were fucking shit.
Some still say it's our best work.
Hey, look, we may not have gotten better.
Maybe.
But we're here.
It was radio quality.
Yeah, that's right. Now it's podcast quality. So, yeah, Fake Doctor's Real Friends, but I won't talk about that. Quickly, I'll just give... here's something that's weird. It's not weird.
Okay.
But it's different in the sense of it's not necessarily something that I'd normally listen to.
Yeah.
There's a podcast called The Modern Medic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. And it's all about when they're talking about modern medic, they're talking about being essentially like a paramedic on the front line or something like that.
Oh, that's
cool. Or just being on the front line and having to deal with like these sort of emergency situations or like military doctors and things like that. Like these guys that are kind of in the thick of it and the first ones to kind of respond. And it's kind of it's educational because they're giving you insight into how you should deal with certain situations if you're confronted with certain situations.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fairly new. I think there's only like 10 episodes or something like that. So, you know, it's finding its feet, as it were. But it's good because it's educational. It's information. It's content.
You know what? Like it's ticking all the home runs for a successful podcast.
Absolutely.
And not two mates talking shit.
Apparently that format doesn't work.
No.
Anymore. But hey, we got him before.
So if you want to start a podcast where it's you and your mate talking shit,
don't do it
unless you only want to do it for fun.
Unless you only want to do it fun, because it will not work.
Or don't do it for like 6 years and get.
If this is the thing. If you want to do it for an extended period of time, we've been going for like 4.5 years now. If you want to do it for an extended period of time, you do it.
Yeah, that's right.
You do what you want to do.
You do you.
All right. But I'm just saying that it's like if you're just a couple of mates, that's not what people are apparently into anymore. Yeah. They want education.
That's right. So something that will get them further in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's pretty much it for about the podcast that I think you would enjoy that I listen to, because the rest of
rattle some off.
Oh, okay.
Don't even have to tell me what they're about. Just rattle some off. And then tell me what they're about, but only briefly.
Okay.
Like if it's marketing, like what a genre is or whatever.
Yeah, no, okay. So I listen to like a lot of spooky podcasts.
Oh.
This is what I mean. You're not really into those. So, you know, I listen to one called Jim Harold's Campfire.
Nice.
It's like the biggest like paranormal podcast out there.
Second biggest.
Have you heard of another podcast called Believe? Subscribe today.
Yes.
So, yeah, I listened to that. I listened to another one called Unexplained Mysteries by the Parcast Network.
Yep.
Man, they make some of the best shows.
Yeah.
It's like so, so good. So there's rarely
what was it called again?
Parcast.
No, what was the show called?
Oh, Unexplained Mysteries.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, check that out because there's like a lot of – that's very educational.
Sure.
If you like that type of stuff.
Throw a couple of indies at me. What are some indie ones that you're listening to? You don't have any indies, do you? You're not about that life.
I do listen to some indie ones, but they're like incredibly niche again.
Do it.
Okay, one I listen to is called The Future with Christo. And what's that's that all about?
The Future?
No, it's I guess it's the future of your business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's only related to design and design agencies.
Sure.
So check
very that out. Niche.
Yeah, it's so incredibly niche that I would be surprised if anyone.
It's
else
like he's listen. Like he gets on the mic. He's like
hi, Kate.
thanks for listening, pal.
I wish this guy charges like $100,000 a year for mentorship.
Holy shit!
Yeah,
I said indie podcasts.
Yeah, I know. But like, if you want this guy to teach you how to run your business,
$100,000.
Yeah.
You know, here's the lesson. Take that $100,000 and start a business.
Yeah.
Or keep it. Invest it in your business.
Things like that. And of course, everyone's favorite show from the CC Radio Network, The Countdown.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It is everyone's favorite show.
Well, actually, I'll lie. My favorite show on the CC Radio Network is Fangirling.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
But Countdown is a close second.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I won't give a shout out to The Countdown then because you just did.
Yeah.
But that is legitimately my only week to week guaranteed listen still to this day.
Wow.
Yeah. The 270 something episodes in.
Yeah.
And I think I started listening around episode 54.
Oh, that's cool.
Haven't missed a week.
There you
go. Don't even listen to my own show.
No. he doesn't.
I don't. I literally don't. Unless I have to.
Yeah.
To see if you've not done something that I've asked you to do or something. But I'll give that one. And another one called We Watched a Thing with Billy and Topher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I do enjoy that because they are a little bit more serious about their movie talk.
Really?
Yeah, not
I
like
would not pick that.
Not crazy. Like, yeah. It's not crazy serious or anything like that. But like,
they're buffs, eh?
More buffs.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're buff, like, physically. Never seen them.
They're definitely not. Have you? They're the guys from the fucking. Is that the?
No, we're talking.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, I'm thinking. You're thinking. How did this get made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said indie.
Yeah, sorry, mate. Sorry.
Sorry, Billy and Topher.
Yeah.
But he did just compare you to How Did This Get Made? So that's something.
Yeah.
Anyway, We Watched a Thing. Check that out too.
Yeah, right.
I like it.
I reckon they're probably buff.
They're probably buff, yeah. Like physically and movie knowledge.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, at the very least, they're giving it the old Vegemite sandwich, aren't they?
They sure are.
Full circle, baby.
And that, my friend, is called a callback. Hey. Let us know what are some indie podcasts that you like listening to.
Yes, indie ones.
Indie ones, yeah.
Not interested in the fucking big boys.
Yeah, we're not interested in the Believes of the world.
Yeah, look.
Anyway.
Whatever, mate.
Yeah, hit us up on the socials. The links are in the show notes. We'll be back in 7 more days.
7 more days, probably.
How many hours?
Unless we forget that, like we did that one time.
What time? I don't know what you're talking about.
One time in 4.5 years.
Not bad.
We forgot to release an episode. That's not bad.
Yeah. We're pretty busy though.
Still got called out on it, but fucking, what are we going to do?
Well, hey? We could have released.
Could have released an episode.
I guess so.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway,
won't happen again. My name's Troy.
My name's Cade.
And this has been Great Mates.
Cheers.
Peace. Oh my god.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.